Hi everyone. Today we're doing a quick podcast with Michelle Carter, who's the branch manager for NZISM Southland. So thank you very much for coming today, Michelle.
No problem.
Excellent. Well, we're really interested to hear about the Southland Health and Safety and Wellbeing Expo. Tell me, when is it and where is it?
The expo will be on the 16th of June, which is just under 2 weeks away now. And it's going to be held at the ILT Stadium here in Invercargill.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now tell me, normally when I've been to these ones with you, you have a fantastic lineup of speakers. Who are we looking at having this time around?
So we've got several speakers. We've got Jim from Fleet Coach, who's talking about myths affecting cultural change towards safer driving at work. Therese Gibbons from the Drug Detection Agency, giving us a speech on drug and alcohol risk in the workplace. Paul Wood, who is a local company here, and he is giving a demonstration on fire safety. Laura Faherty, I think her name is, sorry, I can't pronounce that properly, from Sport Southland is giving a good for work presentation. Mark Taylor from TrueGuard is talking about the importance of certified safety barrier for workplace traffic management. Daryl Stephen from DriveTech is talking about elevated work platforms and harness use. And then Don Gutzel from ProMed is talking about getting value for your training dollar.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Now, if I remember rightly, you guys actually have a panel discussion as well. Is that correct?
That's right. We've got two. One happening at 9 o'clock, which is about workplace wellbeing needing to be more than just an EAP, gym memberships, and your birthdays off. So what should you really be doing to looking after the wellness of your work people? And the second one at 1 o'clock is from your fleet to your farm vehicles, from your tools to your plant, are you doing enough to keep your people safe?
And what time is that one?
That's at 1 p.m.
Oh, wonderful. Excellent. And so tell me, the Southland branch goes to a lot of effort to hold a really comprehensive expo. Tell me, what's the reason that, the Southland branch put so much time and effort into producing this event?
So the reason we did it is the national show's always held up in Auckland, and it cost companies a lot of time and a lot of money to be able to send their health and safety reps or their managers up to there. So we decided to kind of try and bring that show down to us. There's a lot of businesses and services out there that we just simply did not know about because we don't have access to it. So bring them to us, and it gives all our members and the wider Southland, even Otago, Central Otago communities, an option to actually see what's out there.
Fantastic. And I know that, do you have some displays there as well? Is there people coming along and demonstrating some of the goods and services that they have in the area?
Yes, we've got about 36, I think, exhibitors there, from consultants, asbestos testing, all your training, vehicle safety, first aid, all your products that are available, and then ones that do de-escalation training. So there's a lot of different variety out there for anyone who's in business.
A huge range. 30 odd is quite a big number.
Yeah.
Excellent. So the one thing we haven't covered is what time does it start?
It starts at 9 o'clock with that first discussion panel and runs through to about 5 o'clock.
Excellent. Well, I tell you, I'm looking forward to being there and catching up with everyone and listening to the panels and, hearing the presentations. And so I welcome all other members along as well to the Southland Health and Safety and Wellbeing Expo in Invercargill. We'll see you there.